Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thanks very much, Katrina. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference on improving the international student experience. We all know it's been a number of months, indeed a couple of years now, of great interest and attention to our higher education sector. And whilst a lot of that attention has been perhaps focused around what's happened to undergraduate student funding, nonetheless, there have been some important announcements around what might happen to our international student body across the United Kingdom, not least the comments from the Prime Minister during the leaders' debate over a year and a half ago now, where he said, perhaps famously, perhaps more appropriately, rather infamously, that he wanted to bring down net immigration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands. And that, perhaps, has been the route for lots of challenge and, indeed, intrigue across large parts of the sector. It was really pleasing over the last year and a half to see that the sector did manage to actually engage quite constructively and quite helpfully with government to at least see them move away from some of their initial proposals, which I think would have been quite damaging for international student recruitment. But I think the truth is that we have seen a great deal of change to policy around immigration, and indeed it's been quite difficult to evaluate the effectiveness because policy has changed quite so rapidly a number of times over the last few years. But from my personal point of view, I think we can't restate the value and importance of what the international student market brings to the experience of both home and international students in the UK, and we shouldn't forget that we still rank second across the globe in terms of the UK being a desired destination of international students from across the globe. And that does bring so much, both in terms of the academic experience for other students, but also the student experience more broadly. And I guess it's through that, in that context, it's quite timely to consider how we can continue to improve the international student experience when there are perhaps pressures to ensure that the UK can retain its sense of being such a popular destination from amongst other international students. And I guess you'll be familiar with steps that other countries, Australia and others, that have taken to try and see themselves as more welcoming destinations than they perhaps once were. But we've got to redouble our efforts to make sure that the UK can continue to make sure that it's a place that international students will continue to come to. So I'm absolutely delighted that we've got an absolutely first-rate agenda, some really interesting speakers, those that are at the heart of setting policy, shaping policy for this area of the higher education sector. So before we go on to the first speakers, a couple of really quick sort of housekeeping reminders. If you could have your mobile phones on silent, just to make sure that there isn't any disruption. But for those of you that are in the Twitter sphere, the hashtag is IISE, Improving International Student Experience. As Katrina mentioned, when we do come to questions, and please start to think of those as the speakers are giving their presentations, if you could just say your name and your institution, that would be absolutely great. And I should also finish off by saying that we'd like to thank Universities UK, the International Unit, the 1994 Group, the National Union of Students and the Quality Assurance Agency for supporting this event. So I'm very pleased to introduce the first keynote presentation speaking to the title, The Changing Landscape for International Student Recruitment. Many of you will know Professor Paul Webley, who in addition to being Principal of the School of Oriental and African Studies, is also Chair of UKISA, the UK Council for International Student Affairs. So over to you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.